Perth internet radio station. This is Burst.
Never get to be, never get to heaven, never get to cool as you stop paying the dues. Oh yeah, what can a poor boy do? Better go back to your mama, she'll take care of you. Life's a wife, life's your son, stay drinking till morning comes.
Good evening, I'm Sarah and I'll be here with you till 7 with my Scottish special part 2. Following on from the folk show back in March, tonight we'll be taking a look at Scottish rock music. However, I'll be using the term rock rather loosely. As I researched for this programme, I found that rock comes in all guises from different parts of Scotland, and therefore this will be an eclectic mix, including, but not limited to, Celtic rock, pop rock, alternative rock, folk rock, and soft rock. Some artists you will recognise, some not, but I hope to give you an insight into some more music that I enjoy that you would perhaps not otherwise stumble over. I started the show with a throwback to 2006. Primal Scream fall under the indie rock category and hail from Glasgow. Country Girl was released from their Riot City Blues album and reached number 5 in the UK charts. The band released their latest album, Chaosmosis, last year and will be touring around the UK and Europe over the coming months. Up next, we have a popular favourite, Biffy Clyro. Biffy released their 7th studio album, Ellipsis, late last year, where it reached number 1 in the UK album charts. Biffy will be headlining Download Festival in just a couple of weeks' time, as well as continuing their world tour. Here's Howl.
Lately it's hard to let you know that I'll never learn. I am explosive and volatile, I'm on the turn. It's time to squirm back into the wall. My cage is spell is contents on the floor. My grave concerns I can't ignore the past. I'll look into the future, make it last. I'm never gonna sleep again. I get to do it all wrong. I'm never gonna sleep again. Cause lately it's hard to let you know that I'll never learn. I am explosive and volatile, I'm on the turn. So I'm gonna howl like an animal. Cause lately it's hard to let you know there's no return. Stitches burst, but don't produce a scar. Why can't I see this time? What's done is done. I'm never gonna sleep again. I get to do it all wrong. I'm never gonna sleep again. Cause lately it's hard to let you know that I'll never learn.
Sometimes you'll find me, I'm reckless but easy to deal with on weekdays, but you know that from my weekdays I'm scared that you'll find out I
I'm an open book with no pages. You don't care, it's over. Come closer, it's always been all you.
Listening to Burst live on the World Wide Web.
Last month, I visited Portsmouth, where Glaswegian band Fatherson were playing. They were the support act for Mallory Knox, and they took some time out to have a chat about tour life and travelling. Fatherson are an alternative rock band who formed in Kilmarnock and started their career in supporting similar bands such as Twin Atlantic, Panic at the Disco, and Enter Shikari, before heading out and performing for themselves. I first came across the band by hearing them on the radio and then following their success around various festivals. If you want a chance to see them live this summer, they will be performing at various festivals around the UK and Europe. They're a really laid-back, friendly group of people and I highly recommend you check them out. Here's what happened when I joined them backstage after they finished in Portsmouth.
We're a band from Scotland called Fatherson.
So we're having fun?
Stage at Portsmouth, how are you feeling?
Yeah, cool. It's nice to be back in this venue. We did this venue maybe about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, with the band called Enter Shikari. So we did that, and I just remember that was like the first night of that tour, so it was nice to come back in it and not be like first night of a tour and stuff and get to hang out.
Is that a lot of feeling goes into your songs, you can really hear it in your voices. Where do you sort of get your inspiration from for your lyrics?
People. It's like hearing people's stories or even hearing phrases that people say, I just find it quite interesting to listen to different people from different places use language to say the same thing. I quite like that. I quite like you can drive for 20 minutes and someone will say the same thing completely differently. So it comes from listen to people's stories. Obviously you get to go through a lot of stuff in your own life, and then just sort of trying to mould those together and sort of round it a bit more, so because you've heard of how different people view a situation, you can kind of put a more broad like view on that and go, well, do you know what, you may see like this but you may see like this, but it's all was this. So I think that's the idea.
Know that I'll keep you on.
sound very similar to Twin Atlantic. Are they a band that inspire you? Do you admire them?
Yeah, I think it's just nice to see a Scottish band doing well. I think if on that side of things, you'd probably say that Biffy was the first genesis of Twin, and then we sort of grew up playing shows with Twin when we were like much younger, and then Frightened Rabbit. So I think it was a sort of like all of the bands that we grew up playing with sang in their own accent. So it would have been really strange if we didn't do that, you know. So I think we just grew into that being the norm, and then putting our little spin on it after that.
You're currently touring the UK. Do you prefer performing at Scottish venues or English venues?
I don't think I have a massive preference. It kind of just depends on who's there. It depends on the night.
Yeah.
You can have an incredible show somewhere in Scotland, you can have an incredible show somewhere in England, and equally it can be rubbish either way.
It's depending on who's there.
Like, you tend to find a certain place you go to where you're more likely maybe to have a bit more fun, or the crowd's a little bit more up for it. Like, or if we're in Glasgow, it's a hometown show, it's got a very different atmosphere than anywhere else. But I think it's something we've been quite lucky with, whether it's been in England, Scotland, or we just finished like a headline tour over in Europe and like in Germany and stuff like that. The people have been, it's kind of felt like home sometimes as well. You get the kind of same reaction. It varies, but
I think it's definitely, what you need to remember is going to a show is like a group of strangers that's only like common reason for being in that place at that time is because they like a band that's there. So sometimes you get a mix of people who really mix with each other really well, and just it really goes off. And then sometimes you need to work it a bit more. But I don't think we go anywhere and have like blank face. Everyone leaves and like going, "Oh, it was rubbish. I should never went to that," which is cool. And it's nice to go and show to shows and be part of an audience that feels like it's all moving in the same direction. So that can really be anywhere.
Yeah.
That can be 5 people. It can be 5,000 people. I think just as long as you know what you want to achieve from it, to make everyone in the room have a good time, I think that's the skill. I don't really think it matters where you are.
So is that the same with festivals then? I know it's a completely different atmosphere.
Festivals are, they're slightly different, but again, it's kind of, it's the same thing can happen. Like, festivals are nice because you kind of go into a different mindset with it. A lot of the time with that, it's similar to like what we did tonight, like a sport tour. You're going on to try and impress some new people, so you don't necessarily get the same interaction from them, but it's trying to kind of achieve that, it's trying to kind of aim for that and see how that works. It's also, and they're always quite fun because it's usually quite big stages and big loud PAs, and you can kind of get lost in it a little bit. I never seen that much of a massive difference with gigs wherever we go. You kind of, I think it's important that we treat it the same all the time. You can end up coming off like being like a bit more elated some days than you will be other days. But whether it's like a wee show in front of like 10 people or some like the big festivals that we've done, you kind of just go on and try and smash it and hope that people enjoy it and get involved. It's always nice when you, like, even if it's just like the cheers after the song, or just you can tell when people are interested. And that's what makes a good show, I think.
There's a difference between an audience that's quiet and a quiet audience, you know. So usually an audience that's quiet is there because they're listening, and a quiet audience sort of says they're not having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny how you can pick out that, so you know what you're gonna need, what you're up against.
About touring?
I like the travel. I like that, but I also like seeing new places and finding out what's cool about new places. And, you know, because life's a long time. If you see everywhere, then you know where you might want to end up, or you might want to, like, or you look forward to going back to somewhere because you really liked, like, this bar or this restaurant, or I really like the view in this, but I really like the beach in Portsmouth. So last time we did this, I would have never known this existed here. Lots of places like that, especially all across Europe and stuff, just finding little like nooks and crannies that you're like, this is amazing, I can't believe that. Because I play tunes with my pals, this is where I am.
I think just getting to go out and meet people, you do the gigs and then we all kind of jump out. And my favourite part is always when you come off, and if you've had a really good gig and you go and speak to people, and there's like people that have never seen you before, and they come up like, I got that tonight, there was a couple of folk came up and were like, we'd never heard of you, we never go and see the first on band. So many folk will be like, ah, the headline band will be on at 9 o'clock, we'll just go for then. Like, we just decided to come down early because we weren't doing anything and we loved it. And that, things like that where you, people just come in total blank slate, and then we managed to, with 7 songs, kind of win them over. It's probably one of my favourite parts about being away and on the road.
Best radio. something you said. You caught me off guard and alone, running round the streets in the dark, trying to find my home. You can listen to my heartbeat, like the rain pounding on the open road. Let me whip you off of your feet, let me show you how it feels to be the one.
Father Son with I Like Not Knowing, followed by Hold On by Twin Atlantic. Up next is something a little different. Red Hot Chili Pipers are a rock pipe band classed as Celtic rock. They found their fame from BBC talent show When Will I Be Famous in 2002. Over the years, members have changed and one current member is world snare drum champion Grant Cassidy. They specialise in covers but occasionally produce some original material too. Here's their version of an Avicii classic, Wake Me Up. We'll be right back. Following on from Red Hot Chili Pipers, you just heard Heb Kelt Bounce, a song from Face the West, a band originating from the Isle of Lewis. They're classed as folk rock and currently have three studio albums to date. Heb Kelt Bounce is taken from their most recent album, The Tunes. We'll now head back into the mainstream. The next two songs come from the area of pop rock, and both artists have been personal favourites as I've grown up. First up is Paolo Nutini. From his teenage poppy days, his latest album, Caustic Love, had some darker undertones, and one of my favourite tracks is One Day. Following that is Dream On from Amy McDonald. You may be familiar with Amy's earlier music, such as Mr. Rock and Roll and This Is The Life. She recently made a comeback with her new album, Under Stars, and is currently touring the UK, including playing at the Common People Festival in Southampton this Sunday.
From the corner of my eye to the back of my mind, I recognize what you mean to me, and all the corners of our picture are a long time afraid. They still symbolize what you mean to me. You asked me to remember a kiss is but a kiss. Like I'd be a fool to want more from you. And I'm gone in a while. I'll be gone in a while. I'll be gone in a while. It's all that I do. Not a simple yearning woman. But sometimes it feels like it's all I've got. It's all that's real. I asked you to remember a kiss is but a kiss. That you'd be a fool to want more from me. And I'm what you mean to me.
yesterday. Never gonna cast my anchor out of my free spirit torn away. I can't stay here far too long. I got to keep on moving on. Nothing phases, nothing changes. This old place, you're driving me crazy. Liberal.
Heading back to the Outer Isles now with a song from Skerryvore. They formed on the island of Tiree and also fall under the category of Celtic rock. Although a bit more mellow, their song Where Birds Don't Fly still features some pretty impressive guitar. Following them is newly formed band Manran. Established in 2010, Manran made their breakthrough in 2011 with their single Lathamla, which became the first Gaelic song to appear on the UK top 40 charts in the 21st century. They have since gone on to release three albums, and Chilly Me, the song you will hear after Skerryvore, is taken from their second album, The Test, released in 2013.
Get off the corner, the blue fuzz cry. Where the birds won't fly. They don't know if you're real or not. They might not even try. There's one more could be off the street. It gives them peace of mind. They have to put a front on. They can't back down. Cause people need to see. They run this town. It's like living in a crime scene. That should have been and gone. But it hangs on their shoulders for so, so long. This is the place where the birds won't fly. This is the place where the birds won't fly. This is the place where the birds won't fly. This is the place where the birds won't fly. Forever now, they're stuck out in the past. What will become of them? Stuck beneath the ground, caught up in the madness, hanging on the line. The business as usual, the birds won't fly. People need to speak out, someone needs to try. If you could turn it all around, if you could make them fly.
Setki jarych zmić im to miłość. A mi falaj, a mi jok, a chłaks mi pachek im to fok. A chacze mi gyn jil mi gyn mograj. Czyli Koszok na mędro się zrać. Smysła nie hegera, wyjaty, hałaje fatwun ra. Szykuwi ładne bryk z nas, tachy sztangem ramon laj. A chaczel mi gyn hig mi gymog raj. Czyli mi jachy, czyli mi jachy. A chaczel mi. Shin ham es mesal, me shel ayinam molapis des enamochal. Avigin yau nechash daras dunatine gerimohet. Hachel mi gun yil mi gun magra.
So we've reached the end of the show, and to close we have two sets of brothers. First is Callum and Rory MacDonald, brothers who are members of Scottish folk band Runrig, who created their own band called The Band from Rockall. And to finish is a personal favourite from The Proclaimers. These two definitely fit more into the soft rock category. Thanks for listening and stay tuned, as up next is Caitlin, live till 8 with her country classics.
As the evening light is fading from the window of delight, I stood there so long ago with all the colors of the new and the rushing world abounding, wasting every breath and heartbeat, trying to wash away. Around the houses in the dawn, we stood and watched them as they fall. But let us walk on through the storm with all the might of life inside us. May your days be filled with gladness and your nights with endless calm. There's a chain, it binds us all in life. Some wonder there's a
gentle. May you go on to be loved, and may you go on to be wise. And may sunrise keep you warm, and may each failure keep you learning, 'cause we'll never lose the living. All we'll ever lose is time. There's a
I'm on my way.